this is something new. I think there's always something new in the movies, and this is something new for all of us. Yes, I think these people are the most tolerant people up here I've ever seen. They're holding court in some other building in the town. The poor sheriff, he almost got locked out of his own jail here yesterday when we sort of descended on the jail. We have a couple of scenes in the sheriff's office. He came in and sort of threw up his hands this morning when he saw his office was all our lights and cameras. We've torn out a couple of chests of drawers he has and everything. But they all seem to think that it's perfectly all right, and they let us do whatever we please. Well, the convenience of the Hollywood studio is makes much better. It makes much more. It makes for much more efficiency in making the picture. It's pretty hard to tell what the pluses are. Whether the advantage that you get from photographing something in the actual location is enough to make up for the real efficiency that you get of shooting on a soundstage. No, it's pretty hard to analyze that. I know a lot of people come up and say, mention a thing about being natural. Well, this is sort of a misnomer, I think, because as you just said here, there isn't really anything too natural about even this courtroom with once a movie company gets into the place. There isn't anything too natural about doing the same scene and saying the same lines 10 or 20 times. It's a skill, and making it appear natural to people that pay and come and see you is a part of the skill. Yes. Yes, you do, but going back to the skill thing, I think it's part of experience. It's part of learning your trade. The idea of saying lines, the idea of sort of mimicking somebody. Now, I'm playing the part of a lawyer here. Judge Volker, who wrote the story Anatomy of a Murder, is right here. Actually, it's more or less biographical. It's his story. But the idea of mimicking him, or mimicking sort of the way he handles a case or something, this isn't my job. My job is to give the audience the impression that I'm a lawyer and I'm trying this case. And in order to do that, you have to sort of base your efforts on experience and on skill. Well, you're right. I have sort of let go at these kids that come out from New York every once in a while, and they get out to Hollywood, and in about 5 minutes they're directing their own company, and sort of they do a picture, but they sort of say that they're just doing it for the money so that they can go back and express themselves artistically in New York on the stage. I don't go along with that very much, but I must say that I'm all for these people that are here in this company. Ben Gazzara is impresses me as being a professional. He knows his job. He's an excellent actor. He has a style that he's developed. This is something that has come from learning a skill. So. I must say it's very gratifying to see this, because our industry needs young actors, as many as we can get, and young actresses. Now, we were talking about that the other day. Looking back over the years, I think I played the part of an apprentice, or I don't think that's what they call it, but a sort of a junior partner in a law firm. And I think the picture was a picture I made with Carol Lombard years and years ago. But that was my only brush with the law. It's a little change of pace, but this is a wonderful script. I'm so worked up about this script, so excited about it, that it scares me. I think it's an exciting story. And the fact that we're up here doing it right where it actually happened, and right in a sort of a locale like this, I think we have a chance of coming up with something.